Hey everybody, it's Dean. Welcome to our Money Making Websites Academy call for April. Wow, time is flying by. This last couple of weeks have been a whirlwind for me. I was down in Fort Lauderdale and down in Miami. Some of you who were with us at Buy Referral Only in the 90s may remember my friend Eben Pagan. We used to speak together at the main events about direct response marketing, and he just had their first baby last week, so I went down and saw them. So he's a happy pappy, happy to have his first baby in the world here. And I've been having lots of really great breakthroughs, and I'm just loving this period right now. It's just I'm getting a lot of clarity, and I'm seeing how it's about simplifying and doing the things that are going to get the fastest result with the least amount of effort. And I was, you may have seen, I posted up a picture of the book of the 10 money-getting ideas for your real estate business, and that was that's the entire transcript from the Internet Academy that we did in February, where I shared my 10 best ideas that I've had over 25 years now of being in love with real estate marketing. And I laid it out in a kind of a progressive way, and everything is, I just got that book back. We've got the CDs all ready to go. So within the next, I would say by the end of next week, we should have everything ready to go, and I'll post up and send out everybody information about that. But what I want to talk about, one of the things, maybe even two of the things that I talked about on that day, and share some of the results that people have been getting by applying some of this stuff. And it was really kind of eye-opener, because I'm seeing this apply now to other businesses as well. You know, I get to see with I Love Marketing so many different types of businesses that come through our Breakthrough Blueprint events. And it's funny how transferable everything is. You know, when you have a chassis, when you have a protocol or a template, that how everything works, it's a lot like I was sharing with somebody the concept of this, you know, there's a pop music chassis that this guy Max Martin has figured out. And you probably have never heard the name Max Martin, but you've heard for sure almost every one of his songs that he's written. He's a guy who's written more pop songs, more hit pop songs than anybody he works with. Starting in the mid-90s, he worked with a group called Ace of Base, if you remember that. And since that time, from 1996 till today, he's had a song in the top 10 on the Billboard charts every day since 1996. He's been the ASCAP Songwriter of the Year 7 of the last 11 years. And the number two guy who's written, you know, the next number is Dr. Luke, who's been his protege. So he's figured out a chassis for pop songs, and he's been able to apply that to all kinds of different artists. He works with, as I said, Ace of Base, then all of the boy bands that you remember from the 90s, Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, O-Town, 98 Degrees, all of those had Max Martin hits. Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, Katy Perry, Pink, Kelly Clarkson, Taylor Swift, all of these people. He writes all these songs. And it was funny because I have a friend, Neil Strauss, who's one of the editors of Rolling Stone magazine. I told him it would be pretty cool to have a cover article on Max Martin and have him, you know, dressed up in a cheerleader outfit or something, because I always find it so amazing that the biggest pop princess in the world is a 40-year-old Swedish guy, you know, and it's just kind of proof that in anything, if you figure out the chassis, it's like having this pair of 3D glasses, that everything becomes so much more dimensional. And so I'm seeing that by applying the 8 profit activators, which is really the before unit, the during unit, and the after unit that I've spent so much time honing for the real estate industry, and now transferring it to all of these other businesses. And in doing that, I see even more clearly how to make it even more effective for the real estate world, which is my first love. And so I love sharing ideas like this and kind of cracking these codes and overlaying ideas from other people and people that I know on top of that chassis of the 8 profit activators that fall underneath the before, during, and after unit. And so when we talked about the top 10 ideas, the first of those ideas was knowing your numbers. That I can't tell you how helpful it is to even know and have accurate information, accurate thinking about what you're trying to accomplish. You know, if you don't know where you are, it's very difficult to figure out how to get where you want to go, because we don't know where the opportunity is or how much improvement there is available in each of the units of your business, in your before unit, your during unit, and your after unit. So I always encourage people to really take an honest assessment of that. And when we had, you know, we had 20 people in the room at the Internet Academy, and we kind of had a conversation about numbers, but the clarity that we got from that was that nobody has clarity on their numbers. They may have the top line numbers, meaning this is how much money I made and this is how much money I spent, and probably really the only reason they know that even is because they have to know those numbers for their taxes. But I want you to, fall in love is kind of a strong word for you, but at least take an interest in the numbers, from a diagnostic standpoint of what's going on when you kind of look at the details of what's going on in your business. And so when we look at, you know, the numbers that we track in your business, in your before unit, certainly we want to track what is your multiplier. You know, what is, when you look at the money that you spend on your AdWords or the money that you spend on your getting listings program or any of the other things that you do, if you're spending money on display ads or if you're spending money on all these things that you do because you've just continued to do them, put them under the microscope a little bit and look and see with a real discerning eye, is this money multiplying itself? Because that's really what the opportunity is for you in your before unit. Now, if you know that you've been spending $10 a day on AdWords and $300 a month, and you end up making $30 or $40 or $50,000 over the course of the year because of the things that you've done on your website by following up with people, doing the 7-step connection process, all that stuff, if you've multiplied by 10 or 15, which is probably about average for what people who have a money-making website do, that's something that is a real valuable asset. And just even having that awareness that, you know, if you're spending $300 and you can spend $600, that there's an opportunity to double the amount of money that you make, you know, from your website with the same very little extra effort. And knowing where the money that you're spending is multiplying itself and where it's not multiplying itself or not even paying for itself is a very valuable insight when you start making decisions about where to deploy the money that you have available. And, you know, it's pretty interesting when you start thinking about that. So just even some of the metrics that I would look at, I would certainly look at the multiplier for your money-making website. I would certainly look at the multiplier, the ROI, if you're doing the Getting Listings program. And even on the things that you're spending money on now, if you're spending money on display ads, really take a look at that and kind of break those things down and see which ones are like vending machines. Which one can I put money in, push a button, and have more money come out the other end? That's a very valuable thing. Then the second big money-getting idea that we talked about was this idea of thinking bigger. And so, in order to really get to a point where you're going to have a big breakthrough in your business, you have to have a breakthrough in your thinking. You have to be able to think a little bit bigger. And I love Gary Keller's book, The Millionaire Real Estate Agent, where he breaks down the 4-step process of being a millionaire real estate agent. And the first one is think $1 million. And, a lot of times people can't even get to the point where they think that big. So if you can't think about it, if you can't conceive it, then you're not going to be able to build a viable plan to get there. And that may not be your aspiration. We talked when we were in Orlando about what is your aspiration? What would be perfect for you? What is it that would really be fantastic for your business? What are your goals, and how can you set that up so that you can do that amount of money in the least amount of time, and maybe leverage other people doing that for you? Because that whole progression that Gary Keller lays out of think $1 million, earn $1 million, which is getting $1 million gross revenue, and then net $1 million as the third level of that, and then receive $1 million as getting it set up so that it's passively coming to you with other people running the whole thing. And that's all possible. It's something that you could aspire to. And maybe if you could set up something where you could, receive $250,000, that might be a dream come true for you. If you had that kind of recurring, repeatable revenue, that might be a dream come true for your business. But getting clear on it and thinking about what it is that you really want is a fantastic opportunity. And then the third money-getting idea that we talked about was always looking for leverage. And we talked about the different types of leverage that are available to you, with the first, of course, being money, because money is often one of the easiest things to use as leverage, because sometimes all it requires is a decision. See, it's only a decision to up your daily budget from $10 a day to $20 a day, or from $20 a day to $40 a day, or from $40 to $400 a day, whatever it is. That's one decision that all you have to do is change that little number in your AdWords, and it is a instant leverage. It starts with the idea and then leveraged by the money. And everything starts with ideas, of course. If you're thinking about the ultimate leverage tool, it's about having ideas, thinking a better strategy, or a better way to deploy the resources that you have, like money. Then using technology is another leverage source, where you can use things that are going to make things easy for you. That's why we do things like set up autoresponders and landing pages, and your website being one of those things that works while you're not paying attention to it. So you've really got the ultimate leverage, the idea of I'm going to use AdWords and a money-making website. Those are two ideas that are allow you to deploy money to come to the technology of your website, where it collects their name and email address, sends them out a message that asks them, are you an investor? Are you looking for a house to live in? And engages you in a dialogue with people who are in the process of buying a house. That's a great leverager. Then using other people as another source of leverage, where anything that can be done by somebody else should be done by somebody else. You don't have to do everything, or even really anything, in your real estate business. And we're going through this whole process of mapping out all the processes now for the Julie Matthews Group to set it all up. We're really realizing that there's very little that really requires Julie Matthews to do it. When you look at what are the highest leverage things that she could be doing, and those would be being on a listing appointment to get a listing. And even that, if you can train somebody else in delivering the winning listing presentation, you could conceivably have somebody else do that whole thing for you. But right now, even just as you're kind of aspiring towards getting more leverage in your business, the real valuable things are getting your, having that initial listing appointment. You don't have to be the one who prepares the CMA or prepares the listing packet that you're going to go out with or any of the paperwork or anything like that. But you being on that listing appointment is probably a pretty high value thing. But the moment that you get that listing, there's nothing that happens from there that can't be done by systems, by technology, by somebody else doing them for you, and then you swinging back around negotiating the actual contract. Those are very leverageable things. And on the buyer side of the equation, being maybe doing the initial consultation with somebody, but you really don't. We're getting to the point where we're going straight to Penny now, the showing agent, to just go from Lillian, who connects and bonds with people, straight to Penny when they're ready to ready to start looking at homes, and then straight to Cindy when they're ready to do a transaction. So Julie's really out of that, and the ultimate goal is to get to where all Julie can do is focus on the investing side and have truly a they business set up where other people are running the residential, the real estate brokerage side of things. So I'm, of course, documenting everything as we go and sharing the tales with you and sharing the learnings and the step-by-steps that we're doing here. And that's been, again, one of the most really intriguing and insightful things that I've done, being able to really have that hands-on approach here and set things 73 or 74 transactions, so more than doubled. And I shared the numbers of the increases in referral business and in double-ending listings and all of that kind of thing. And now, first quarter had 47 transactions in the first quarter of this year as everything is layering on top, because now got all the people who came into the website and responded to the getting listings postcards last year are now kind of gestating and getting into that point where now they're ready to do something too. So I'm excited to see what can really happen, how high is high for this year even. Then when we continued in our Academy Day, we finally started talking about things that you're actually doing in your business now, because the first three of my 10 ideas were really about mindset things and getting the strategy right. But when we got to actually now deploying things, the number one thing that I would do, and I'm seeing this with across all different industries now, is orchestrating referrals as the easiest thing that you can do, because there's very little effort on your part involved in it. We've done is set up so that the world's most interesting postcard goes out to 140 people now every single month, and there's no real effort involved in that. I mean, Julie doesn't see it at all. Everything is done by Lillian. It takes about 10 minutes a month to, just customize the card and get it over to David at Prospects Plus, and it goes out to the list like clockwork. And just that one thing, without doing anything else, is responsible for huge increases in the referral business. We went from 13 referred transactions in 2011 to 33 in 2012. And with no change in anything except adding the world's most interesting postcard to the mix. And it's very exciting because I'm seeing it now in other industries. I've got guys who are in the UK who are fitness trainers, and they've been doing the world's most interesting fitness postcard, and they're getting 2,300 plus percent return on investment on that. And then I just got a postcard today, actually, from Linda Halliday, who's doing the world's most interesting postcard for her coaching practice. And so we're seeing it now across all kinds of other businesses, and that's kind of exciting to see. But the what that does, what that allows you to do, is it sets the stage so that now you can start focusing on being a market maker. You can start focusing on orchestrating referrals in a way that would be a little more awkward if you weren't in touch with them every single month. Now, Julie's been sending out these postcards every month for a year plus, and now it's about proactively starting to pay attention to where you have the opportunities that you could use some help. Just like when we talk about that all referrals take place as a result of conversation, and that three things have to be present. They have to notice that the conversation is about real estate, they have to think about you, and they have to introduce you into the conversation. And you've heard me say all these things before, and the more I say them and the more that you ingrain them, the better it is for you. Because if you're able to tell me what those three are, you're able to kind of focus on how can you make them happen or understand why they need to happen. And so when we look at it now, what I want for you is to be able to focus on being a market maker. And you've got lots of opportunities here because if you start thinking and noticing every week the people that you are doing business with right now, the people who are imminently going to buy or list their house, you've got an opportunity to go directly to the people who would be in the highest probability way to be able to help you. So if you notice what you're working with this week, let's say you're showing townhouses to a couple, and let's say you're going out to see somebody about listing their lakefront house. You know, you've got opportunities now to be a market maker because every one of you have your list of get response buyers, your market watch list. If every week when you send that out, if in the market watch email you were to say, because you've looked at your calendar and you know you're going out to see somebody about selling a lakefront house, you were in your market watch email able to say, I'm going to see a couple on Lake Hamilton about selling their house. It's a beautiful four bedroom. If that's what you're looking for, just reply to this message and I'll get you all the details before it actually goes on the market. That is attractive to people. You know, getting the inside scoop on something, if you're calling out, it almost adds this element of a lottery type of thing to your weekly market watch. It adds some excitement to that because now people are going to be paying attention, and if that's what they're looking for, you're going to get those responses. And there's so many wins in that if you send out that message and let's say three people respond and say, oh yeah, send me all the details on that lakefront house. Now, when you go in to see that seller and you print out those emails and you say, hey, I just sent out this little notice in my MarketWatch email, which we send every week. We may already have the buyer for your house. Here's three people who would like me to send them information about it. And you know, when you're talking about that as a market maker, it's so much more compelling to sellers because every one of your competitors, the people who are going in to talk about selling that house, are starting the conversation with, and when we list your house, here's the marketing plan that we will launch. It's all future-based. It's all dependent on when I list your house, this is what I'll do. They're starting from scratch, depending on getting that listing to go out and find a buyer. And if you're able to come in and say, listen, the reason that will be able to sell your house for more money in less time is because I started looking for the buyer for your house 180 days ago. And a couple of days ago, I sent out this email and I mentioned that I was coming over to see somebody about a lakefront house. And here's three people or five people or eight people who have responded and said that they'd like information on your house. We may already have the buyer for your house right here in this group of people. These will be the first people that I'll contact about your house. So that's very compelling, and that's one of the easiest things you can do to move forward in being a market maker. Now, on that same side, if you're thinking about the sellers that you're going to see or the buyers that you're working with right now, if you were to look at the buyers and say, what are they looking for? They're looking for a townhouse. You look through your client list, your top 150, or whatever you've got in your database, and you say, who do I know that has a townhouse? And you send out a quick message to them telling them you're showing a townhouse. Or if you're showing houses in River Oaks, saying, who do I know in River Oaks? And you can send out a message to your clients in River Oaks and say, hey, Jason, I'm showing houses in River Oaks to a couple from Atlanta this weekend. There's only about four or five homes for sale in there. Have you heard any of your neighbors talking about selling? We may be able to match them up with this couple from Atlanta. Let me know. That's a very high probability situation that your client that lives in River Oaks may know somebody in River Oaks who's been talking about selling their house. They're going to look like a hero. You're going to look like a hero. Everybody wins. That's an easy thing to do. If you've been doing getting listings in River Oaks and you've got a list of all of these people who have replied for your report on River Oaks house prices, and you're now showing houses to a buyer looking for something in River Oaks, and you're able to send out a message to them and say, hey, Jason, I'm going to be showing houses this weekend in River Oaks, and I remember looking up your house online when we sent you the River Oaks report a couple of months ago. I'm not sure what your plans are, but it seems like your house might be just right for them. I thought I'd send you a quick email, see what your plans are, and maybe if I could tell them about your house. That's a pretty high probability situation. And, you know, it may not work out the first time that you do this, but if you were to commit, let's just say 10 weeks in a row of having this 30 minutes in the course of your week, maybe on a Monday, maybe on a Sunday night, maybe whenever you're setting up your calendar or when you're with your team, if you were just to notice, what am I doing this week? Think about who do I know that could potentially introduce me to a buyer or a seller that would fit with these people that I'm working with right now, and introduce that opportunity to them with a quick email, a quick phone call, a quick whatever, and have those people in your mind. If you just made that concerted effort 10 weeks in a row, it's amazing what can happen for you, because now you're acting like a market maker. Now you're creating opportunities. You're not just passively waiting for them to come to you. You're going out and actually making them happen. And if you're communicating with these people regularly, you've already got your list, your get response list, you're sending them out your MarketWatch email every week, so you've got their attention and it's not unusual for them to hear from you. If you're sending out the world's most interesting postcard to your top 150, you're already in communication with them, and now you get this additional communication, which doesn't seem like it's coming out of the blue because you're on their mind. You're on their mind every month. You are communicating with them. And if you're sending this to people who have responded to your getting listings mailings and you're sending them the Get Top Dollar newsletter every month, this isn't coming out of the blue. These people know who you are. You're adding value. You're acting as their real estate agent. And especially with the people in your top 150, you are their incumbent real estate agent. You're the one. You own the category of, in their mind, of being their real estate agent. So you want to focus on all of those things. And that's really what I'm excited about, is encouraging you to really take that role of setting up things so that you've got that baseline level of communication going. You know, you're sending out your MarketWatch every week already. You're sending out your Get Top Dollar newsletter every month. You're sending the world's most interesting postcard to your top 150. So you've got those three channels of communication that are open. And now what we're layering on top of that is more specific communications that are really going to help you harvest those seeds that you've been planting by being in communication with people every single week. So that is my sermonette for today. Let's open it up. If you have any questions or comments or you want to talk about those kind of things, star 6 on your phone. That'll get you into the queue. And remember, I do these calls for you. I want to be able to answer any questions that you have, help you out in any way that I can. And just for fun, if you want to look in the Facebook group on our money-making websites group, I posted up a cute Napoleon Dynamite quote today. I was watching Napoleon Dynamite last night, and he had a quote where he said, "Girls only want boyfriends who have skills." And I thought, that's so true. You know, what we've got is skills. We've got marketing skills, and that's a pretty cool thing for you. So just take a look at that. I love it. It's kind of funny. I had my guy Glenn set that up for us. So, okay, let me get back to here. Star 6 on your phone. Here's our first caller.
This is John Duncan down in Houston.
John Duncan down in Houston. How are you, my friend?
Man, it's a bright, sunny day. I have 15 properties under contract. Life is good.
There you go. I love it.
Me too. So I did this, what you were talking about. We had a buyer, and I should say a prospect, that was in one of our websites and had never engaged us. And I sent this email with a coming soon listing before I got it on the market. I had the photos and I spun the story around it and all that deal. And I got a text at 8:30 on Tuesday night a week ago, and he said, "I want to see the house on 10 Sleep." And so, sure enough, went back to my stuff, and he responded to that email. So, came in or looked at the house and came to the office and wrote a full price offer on it.
Isn't that great? I mean, there's the thing. It's like everybody in your Get Response account is, they're looking for something. They're just waiting for just the right thing to come along, you know. And if you're highlighting these things, there's nothing as attractive as something with a little bit of mystery that nobody else knows about that sounds like it might be perfect for you and you want to jump on it before somebody else does. You know, that's really what's at play there.
Awesome deal. I like it.
I love it. So do you think you could see yourself doing that every week for 10 weeks. Is 10 weeks too long for you? Well, how long is your catch and release program usually? Now that it's worked once.
I knew this dialogue couldn't go that far without it, but I can see myself doing that more often, absolutely.
More often, I love it. That's good.
How's that for you?
I would just love to see people even just have that thought once a week, you know?
Yeah.
Because it really doesn't take that long to deploy these things.
Not at all. And it's just so energizing.
Yeah. It is exciting, isn't it? Because there's a real element to it. You know, you're asking for something really specific and you're hoping to, you know, engage that way. It's really pretty cool.
It's all a game.
It really is. I love it, John Duncan. Thanks for letting us know.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right, guys, star 6 on your phone. Here we go.
Oh, it sounds like we got the Masters on. I'm following John Duncan. This is Ron Padillo.
That's great.
Hey, and I did respond to your Napoleon Dynamite Facebook post.
Awesome. Wasn't that cute? I love that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, one of the things that we've been doing is, obviously, in my market, well, I don't know, obviously, but in my market, it's completely a seller's market. And I know many markets across the country have been like that. But I've taken your Getting Listings program from a city standpoint, and I shot it out to my Getting Response account.
Good, yeah.
And here's what we found. We've gotten two listings out of that.
Oh, fantastic. So what have you done? So you sent out a separate email, or was it included in your
Separate email? Yeah, it was just a separate email, just blasted out to the Get Response, you know, if you want a home evaluation. Figuring everyone wants to know what the prices of their homes are now that people are coming out from being underwater.
Yeah.
And it was something you said many years ago that always stuck with me. All sellers are buyers first.
Yeah.
They fall in love with the home first, and then they have to figure out what they have to do with their ass home. And I'm realizing a lot of them are very excited about this market.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured most people just need to know what they can do with their options.
Yes.
So we're just providing options.
Yeah, I love that. And that's something, you know, Chuck Charlton was kind of the first to do that in terms of sending out in his MarketWatch email the offer for the Milton House Price Report. And it was, you know, it's a phenomenal lead getter because a lot of the people on your Get Response account are local people. And they do have a house, you know. They do want to know what their house is worth. And I'm glad to hear that you've gotten two listings. How many Chuck has gotten? But I know that that's been a big success. And this is just really leveraging the assets that you have, you know.
And that's the funny part. I ignored that asset for many years. I mean, these are people that we haven't really touched in 5 years, but they're still there. We could drip on them anytime we want. And it takes me probably 10 minutes tops to do this.
Yes, exactly.
Well worth my time.
Right. That's what it is, right? It's an idea that you leverage with technology and just a little bit of your time. It's using resources that you already have.
Absolutely, absolutely. Hey, one thing that I don't know if we've ever circled around back to, I know we talked about it, I think, late last year, maybe early this year, the Getting the Magazine. Are we doing anything? Has anyone done it, or have you done your project, your secret project?
Yeah, we've done – well, first thing that we have up there is we've got our I Love Marketing magazine is now in the newsstand on the iPad.
I got
that. And the second issue of that will be coming out in May, and that's going to be a monthly issue. So I'm paying attention and watching the numbers on that, and I'm trying to see where and how we could use that for our for the real estate agents, because it's not inexpensive to do, right? Like roughly that's going to cost the hard costs on the platform and having it, you know, set up for the newsstand is about almost $300 a month. And then the, you know, the cost of setting up the actual magazine. And so I'm just paying attention to that, and I'm seeing how it could work for our real estate world. What I'm also going down the path of is really following these Create Space books. We're just now setting up, we set up the How to Sell Your House for Top Dollar Fast book as a Create Space template for Julie Matthews. So you get a perfect bound paperback book, which is just beautiful looking, in as the booklet that we send for the How to Sell Your House for Top Dollar Fast. And then we just this morning started the process of setting up a template for a 6x9 version of the guide to Milton. So Chuck updated his guide to Milton house prices with the 2013 prices. So we're going to set that up as a Create Space book. So it'll be like a paperback, perfect bound book as the guide. So I'm really excited about that because it's kind of something that you can do quickly. There's very little setup cost, and then the actual books you print as few or as many as you want, and they cost about, you know, just over $2 to print. Yeah.
Interesting. Very cool. Well, I've been thinking about this magazine for a while.
Yeah.
And I think I figured out a solution that makes a lot of sense and offsets our cost.
Okay, tell me.
Well, I'm part of a BNI group, which you always talk about, you know,
yeah.
a referral-based leads group. Well, if I took 10 people that do this, the home services project, right? So you take your painter, your carpet cleaner, your carpet installer, your heating and air. We each have our own free reports that we get from our own industries. We put them in the magazine. It only costs about $100 per each one of us to do this. We now have $1,000 to play with to offset the cost. And then we each distribute it to our own sphere.
That's a great idea. I like that a lot. And, you know, the thing is, the great news about the iPad magazines is that there's no printing costs. You know, the page, you can have as few or as many pages as you want. And once you get the cost is in getting everything set up once. Issue one is the most expensive because you got to get set up on the platform. You got to get set up with the style guide and, you know, how it's all going to happen. And then each issue gets more and more efficient, you know?
So who did that for you, and what do I have to expect to do this, you know, if I wanted to take this project on? I mean, what am I in for? What kind of pain?
What kind of pain? Well, the initial thing will be getting the setup, you know, and that's something that as I'm looking at this, you know, we'll be able to do a little pilot project with maybe six of us, you know, so we can share the cost of setting up the template, you know, because we get a style guide that everybody's going to use. It doesn't matter that it's in, that doesn't matter that the same style and look and stuff is in Tracy as in Winter Haven, because it's only being consumed locally, you know?
Correct.
So, yeah, so that'll be the thing, and I think that might be a nice summer project for us, you know.
Okay, and then the other thing I thought about is you get your restaurants in there, and the restaurants, you don't have to charge them anything; they just offer a free coupon for a free appetizer, so people have an incentive to look at it.
Yes,
I mean,
that's great.
Yeah, trying to tail on that couponing thought process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my whole thing is if 10 people. You know, can send this out to their database, like, hey, I'm in this magazine, so I'm more credible. I'm touching all those people who I never had a relationship with.
Right, and if you can send it too in your, you're sending it out to your get response list, all that stuff. That's all great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just always trying to add value. It's been on my mind since the I Love Marketing.
I know, me too. And I literally, you know, we just it takes a little time to get the stuff set up. So we literally just got the first issue up maybe last month. So there we go. I got to get all the stats and see how the uptake was in terms of how many downloads and all that kind of stuff, how many subscribers.
I will tell you, very good. I've been talking to all my friends about it, and they're excited about it. They're like, wow. Because the truth of the matter is they're looking at newspaper advertising, and they're spending $400 or $500.
Yeah.
And it's this little quarter page, eighth page ad. And
imagine you can have an ad with a video with, you know, I mean, literally you can iframe anything you put on a website, you can put in that magazine. So it's really, like, effective, you know, multimedia ads.
Mm-hmm. Now you see why I'm excited. And the cost is very cheap.
Yes.
That's what my goal is behind it. And, you know, if I get 10 people doing it, you know, I'm just trying to figure out what do I have to anticipate in terms of pain, you know.
You're right.
Who's going to do this? And
right,
I don't,
exactly.
I don't have.
And that's why I'm trying to figure out the way to make it as little pain as possible, you know, by setting up the template in advance and all that kind of stuff. So that would be great.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for that. If you need someone to help with this project, I've been thinking about it a lot, and I'm pretty excited about it.
I appreciate it. That's awesome. Okay, man. Okay. Okay, let me get to. Sorry, having a little bit of a technical glitch here on the site, trying to get to the next caller.
Hey, Dean, it's Alex. Can you hear me?
There we go. Now I can hear you. Yep.
So, do you have nunchuck skills?
I got nunchuck skills, bow hunting skills. Wasn't that the funniest thing?
It's great. I haven't seen that movie in years. It kind of reminded me
of
need to watch
it
again.
Yeah, I just saw it last night. That was, as soon as you said it, I'm like, that should be a little thing. So I texted my designer. I said, make me up a picture post with Napoleon Dynamite with that quote and then say free marketing skills every week. I love marketing.com. So he did that last night, literally right after I sent it, and then I posted it up this morning. So
that's awesome. I want to ask you a question about the world's most interesting postcard. So,
yeah.
You know, in my market, you know, and I'm trying to be as diligent as I can and totally staying focused on my area and dominating it and not letting myself, you know, get distracted by other areas. And I think that's a great strategy. But the only downside of it is that because they're high dollar transactions, there'll never be lots and lots of them. You know, it's really going to be it's elephant hunting, not rabbit hunting. So,
right. Mm-hmm.
My question is, you know, what is it worth it? I mean, like, how many people do I really need to send the world's most interesting postcard to before it becomes a worthwhile endeavor in your experience?
Well,
I mean,
you send it to I would target 100 people. You know, the 100 people that know you, like you, trust you, and would. You know, consider you to be their real estate agent. That would be the people that I would send it to, not to prospects or to people who you don't know or haven't done business with, you know. And
okay.
When you look at it, here's how I look at it. The total cost to do it is, you know, roughly $1,200 for the year, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All in, including your subscription.
Right.
You know, that so because the cards, you know, get mailed there, it's 88 cents to get them printed and addressed and mailed. And literally your total time involvement is just customizing the card and one email and little phone conversation with David at Prospects Plus, and it's all done, you know.
Right.
And so you look at what would have to happen in order for that to be worthwhile. You know, what is one, even one transaction, one more referral over the course of the year is tremendous, but what we're seeing is, you know, an increase of 50% or more in the amount of referrals that you get because you're presencing it every single month.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I think the challenge is just that getting to 100, you know, just because of the nature of my market, I'm really – only looking to do a handful of transactions a year. I mean, if I did,
right.
If I did 12 in a year, it'd be huge. So getting to that 100 number will take a while for me. But it might be worth just doing it anyways, even at a lesser number. I just thought I'd ask.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, the postcards would be just a little more expensive with less than 100 people,
mm-hmm.
you know, for them to do all the printing and mailing and, the whole thing, but surely you know 100 people, Alex.
Yeah, no, it would just be going beyond the people that I've done business with, and it'd be like my social circle and so forth.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. It would be your social circle. That's who we're talking about. These are
the
people.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying only people that were past.
No, I'm saying people that you know, people that you would hope would consider you their real estate agent, you know, if
gotcha.
They had people that you know yourself personally, and they could be certainly the people that you've done business with, certainly the people
mm-hmm.
in your social circle, certainly your family or your neighbors or the people you hang out with, some of your vendors, the people who you do business with or refer or recommend, you
mm-hmm.
know, you get, those are the 100 people that you want, 100 relationships. Doesn't have to be just people that you've done business with. But that's different than prospects, you know, in that somebody who's responded to your getting listings mailing or has, you know, that's not the person who you'd send that to, because your focus is on them with sending the Get Top Dollar newsletter or sending your Market Watch emails. You know, these are the people who you are sort of adopting as you're acting as their real estate advisor, you know?
Gotcha. All right. Well, that makes sense. I will get going on it.
Yeah. Perfect.
Thanks, Dean.
Thanks, Alex.
And are you heading off to the tropics now, or?
No, you know, I was going to go to Necker Island, and we were going to shoot some videos with Kevin O'Leary, and I have to be back on Wednesday, and Kevin O'Leary's not coming until Wednesday, so I'm not going to go this time.
Oh, bummer. All right.
That's all right. I've been traveling like crazy here, and I've calculated up in May I'm going to be gone 23 of 31 days in May.
Wow. Yeah, I've been traveling a lot too. It feels good to be home.
Yes.
All right. Well, have a great day, and thanks again, Dean.
Thanks, Alex. Bye-bye. Okay. Again, I'm having trouble with the
hey, Dean.
Website. Hi, who's that?
It's Connie Shifford in Minneapolis.
Hello, Connie.
In snowy Minneapolis. We've got a snow blizzard up here. Incredible.
Love it.
So I'm looking for a place down south.
Okay, perfect. You'll have lovely lakefront homes right here in Winter Haven, Florida. It's 82 degrees today.
Yeah. Well, listen, I have a quick story that's kind of fun about a new listing that I just put on the market this week. And it's someone who jumped on my website back in 2006.
Wow.
And in 2009, we met. And at that time, he was considering selling his home, and he was interviewing about a half a dozen real estate agents. And, of course, that was not a great market, and he discovered he was upside down and decided not to sell. However, he and I stayed in touch, and in the meantime, he's referred me all over the place to his mother and his sister and his best friend.
I love that. Yeah.
And I do too. And then now I've just listed his house. So I just thought, you know, as I was going back through the, you know, where did
wow,
he come from?
7 years, right?
Yeah. And so just to never let go of those people that are in our Get Response account.
Yes.
So,
love it.
Question in regard to that Top Dollar book. When we were at the Academy, you said you were getting some printed up. Is that something that's available we can get?
Yeah, we're going to set that up so that it'll be available as a template that we can set up, because we're already set up as a Create Space publisher. So we're going to set that up with a template that you'll just be able to fill out a form with and send the, you know, a picture of you and the address and all the information that we customize the book with, the same kind of information that you put on that existing book.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll just be able to do the whole thing. So we'll have somebody, we'll have a virtual assistant who knows how to do it. And then we'll just, you know, the cost would be just what it costs to have them, you know, upload the template and all that stuff. So it'll be minimal cost.
It'll be a printed copy.
And then
copy
to print them, you can print as many or as few as you want, and they cost $2.15 each. So it's a beautiful looking thing. So you could get, you know, 50 of them for $100, just over $100.
Okay, and how soon is that going to be available?
That should be before the end of the month. We'll have that.
Okay, and will I find that on the Daily Dashboard?
I'll post everything
or?
Up on Daily Dashboard and on in our Facebook group. It seems like that's the place where we're have everybody's hanging out now. So we'll post it up there too. And of course, I'll send out an email to everybody.
Okay, I've got to find you the Facebook page because I don't know that I'm on that.
Oh, we've got a Facebook group that is a you know, a private group just for our money making websites clients. Let me see if I can add you.
And I may be in there and just don't know it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll see. I'll make sure. I'll see if. Let me just make a note. Check on Connie Schifrin.
Perfect.
Okay.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Thanks for sharing. 7 years. That may be a prize. I think actually John Duncan had somebody longer than that, but.
Oh really?
That's great though. I mean, 7 years is. That's encouraging for everybody else just getting started.
Yeah, and it's a nice listing that's also going to end up in 2 more sales. So
love it. Love it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
thanks, Dean.
Thanks, Connie. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Hey, Dean. Paul from Los Angeles. How are you?
Hello, Paul from Los Angeles.
Got a quick question for you. The gentleman earlier right on the call said how he's sending to his Get Response account, you know, the getting listings.
Yeah, the monthly the report on house prices, right?
What handle would you use or something like that?
I would do the same thing. I would put the headline to be free April 2013 report on Winter Haven lakefront house prices or Winter Haven house prices, whatever's going to be the, you know, broad enough area there, and do the same language as what's on the postcard in the email.
Yeah, because most of the, like, half the people I think I have in that Get Response accounts are living there, but half of them are from outside. So that's kind of like my question, because it seems like
what I would do is within the body of the MarketWatch email that you send out to everybody, you could do that as a PS, or you could do it in the body after you show them all the listings and say, by the way, the free April 2013 report on Winter Haven house price is available. Just click here and download the report.
Okay.
And send them to your getting listings landing page.
Okay, all right. Okay, yeah, that would make sense. Now, is there any way to apply the getting listings promise with the Google AdWords? Are we doing that, or maybe I'm missing a boat somewhere?
Most of the people who are searching in Google, we're attracting them as buyers, you know, because it's what they're looking for. That's what Ron was saying. I was sharing with him that, you know, even though a lot of the people on your Get Response account are first-time buyers, most of them already have a house. You know, they're going to have to do something with their house. So it's just having that awareness and being able to make them that offer for the report.
Okay. Dean, are you coming to Los Angeles? I would like to meet you sometime.
I'm doing an event in La Jolla with Frank Kern sometime in May. That's the closest I'm getting to LA in the foreseeable future.
When would that be? That's close enough for me to go down there.
That's in La Jolla.
What, Ron, do you know the dates or?
Oh yeah, May 8, 9, 10.
And how would I get it? Is there a website? Will I go to register or how can you get it?
Oh, I'll send you all the stuff. I'm going to be talking with Frank a little bit later today, and then I'll send you all the info if you want to come.
Okay, so you'll post it up on the dashboard?
Yeah,
or,
I will, okay. Absolutely.
I appreciate that. Definitely look forward to going down there. And, Dean, I may have mentioned this before, but I have to tell you, your programs, yourself, you know, you and Joe have made such a difference in me and my wife's life that it's unbelievable. I mean, I have, you know, it's opened up our eyes to how easy it can be to attract business. Instead
That's
of going
awesome.
and it just getting people to actually call us, and I'm amazed. Dean, look, we're barely starting, and I'm doing the work myself. You know, I'm doing the door hangers myself. You know,
yes, I remember.
I'm bootstrapping it, and it's amazing to me that every day that I go out, I put 180 door hangers, I get one call every day. And it is amazing to me how my database is building just by putting a little bit of effort. It, all to talking to a real estate agent.
Imagine that, huh? Imagine that.
Instead of having to, you know, talk to them and gain their trust, they already have your trust before, you know, oh, hi, you know, we're getting reports. And just, I don't know, it's an amazing way to do business. And I have to thank you. Thank you so much for,
that's awesome,
for what you've done for us.
Thanks for
thank
sharing.
Thank you, Dean. I'll let you go. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Paul. Okay, guys, there we go. Top of the hour. That was a great call. Thank you for all of the participants. I love to hear what's going on for you guys. I'd love to get that feedback. And if you're not already part of our Facebook group, maybe send an email to Lillian@deanjackson.com. Just say Facebook group in the subject line. Lillian, Lillian@deanjackson.com. And that way we'll know to invite you to be part of the be part of the Facebook group. So, okay, guys, that was fantastic. Have a great month, and we will talk to you next time. Bye-bye.